It's 4:21. Mark Reardon and Total Information PM. I am visited this afternoon in the studio by my friend to talk about something called the Half Fund, Dan Duffy, who brought a friend with him. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to see you, and thanks for having us in.
Introduce Joe Farmer. Who's he?
Joe Farmer is actually my producer, and he's actually the co-founder of the Half Fund.
Joe, it is a pleasure meeting you.
Very nice to meet you.
I know a little bit about the Half Fund, but for those people who don't, this is a personal story to you, so tell folks what this is all about.
9 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, and through some really nasty chemotherapy and the support and love of friends and family, I was able to beat it. But it always bugged me how reactive the whole process was. Oh, you have this? Oh, we'll try this. And then it's the mental stuff that you never see coming.
Sure.
Like, I'll give you a classic example. You know you're going to lose your hair and your arms and even, you know, like on the trunk and everything else. But they never tell you that you're going to lose your eyebrows and your eyelashes. And the first time you lose those and you look in a mirror, that's the first time you really see yourself
a little freaky,
as a cancer patient.
Yeah.
And nothing ever really quite describes it, and no one ever tells you about it. So what we wanted to do is, and we wanted to do it through art, like movies, documentaries, literature, music. We want to give the other side of the story to cancer, the side that nobody hears. Like, we want to remove the fear, the myopia that happens when you hear those three nasty words, you have cancer.
And you have, you're an old radio guy, and you're venturing into a film project called Half.
Exactly. And basically what Half is, it's a movie, it's very different in two distinct ways. Number one, it's a comedy. And number two, it's a movie about someone who's diagnosed with a very treatable form of cancer. So it removes the whole red herring of, is he going to live or die? So you can really focus on the meat and the heart of the story.
Joe, what's your involvement in this?
Well, you know, Dan and I have been friends for a couple of years, and I'm a film producer, so I've had the opportunity to put a couple projects together. And when Dan came to me with this, you know, we talked about it, and we kind of talked about the difficulty of making a project like this, because most times you'll have a film project where, you know, the main character is going to die, something bad's going to happen, and it's a difficult thing to get done. So we talked about the challenges, and, you know, through my family, I've had a lot of experience with cancer. Both my parents are survivors. So, you know, it was important to both of us that we could tell this story, and we came up with this rather unique idea to get this project off the ground, and then it ballooned into this greater project of, you know, we can encompass books and TV shows, everything else.
And it's been unbelievable because the American Cancer Society has bought into it. Like, they say, absolutely, we will walk on this journey with you every step of the way. It's a great idea. And not only that, but the Internal Revenue Service has bought into the story as well. We're the first film and funding company ever granted 501c3, which is non-for-profit status.
And Dan, I've known about this because I've known you for a while. You worked hard to get that, and it wasn't always a certainty, was it?
Oh, no, it was never a certainty, because what you do is it's $850 just to apply. And that has, you're not guaranteed of getting 501c3 status, non-for-profit status. So basically, we put it in and then waited and waited for nine months.
Wait a long time, right?
9 months. And finally, the IRS. And what was amazing is we tried to come up with every answer to any question they might have, and we put that in the proposal, and they came back and said, we don't have any questions.
Well, Dan, good to see you again. Joe, nice to meet you.
Thanks so much.
KMOX News Time, 426.